Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Wild Seat. I am Allie Nicole. Wow, she does it all. I'm glad to have you join us for this segment today. The Wild Seat Media is absolutely dedicated to bringing you the top best expert preneurs, and that is actually across all of our platforms. And you can learn more about those platforms by visiting www.thewildseat.tumblr.com. And you'll see our different signature segments. And also you can check out the replays at www.thewildseatpodcast.tumblr.com. We are welcoming back to the Wild Seat one of our top expertpreneurs and also one of our celebritypreneur experts from our Wildywood platform. It is the king and bosspreneur himself, Rob Deptford, who is most known as the Chief Digital Media Communications Authority, and he's also the creator of the Digital First Business Era. And I'm super excited because today he's going to be sharing about digital first business being the new norm. So I don't want to waste any time. I want to bring him forward to share about this incredible topic. Welcome back to the Wild Seat, Rob.
Well, thanks very much. You always make me sound so impressive.
Well, that's because you are. I mean, it's not like I'm sitting here telling some lie. And for those who are very much familiar with Rob, which he is really King Rob and the Chief for sure, you would know that, you know, he is just beyond phenomenal. And his segments that he's been featured in on this platform and some of our other platforms, I mean, he is just top notch. And it's always a privilege and an honor to have him here to share about such important topics that are certainly emerging, because he's way ahead of the game as it relates to the shifting dynamics in the digital space. So, Rob, I have to always just share what I know to be true. So if it makes you look good in the process, then just embrace your truth.
Well, it's always an honor and a privilege to join you in conversation, because I know we're on the same wavelength with many of these things, and so we can have pretty easy conversations about this topic for sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. And yeah, as I mentioned, it's an extremely important topic. And so let's, you know, jump right into this discussion for today, because I know that you have talked about the digital first business era on a few of the other segments. But for those who are not familiar with this type of expression, just share a little bit about what the digital business the digital first business era is, and then you can start talking about why it actually is the new normal.
Sure. So the digital first business era is really, it's what we're in now. I feel like I've been telling people it's coming for a long time. and you know, it was, but the transition was very slow. And understandably so, right? Businesses that are doing well don't necessarily have any compelling reason to make significant changes to their business models. So as much as you can look ahead and maybe have a little bit of foresight around what's coming, it's not going to be, you're not going to turn your ship around in a day, so to speak, to be prepared for what may or may not happen tomorrow. It may happen tomorrow, it may happen next week, it may happen in 10 years. Well, then along comes COVID-19, right? And all
changed
of a sudden, it changed the game, and we're deep in it now. because all of a sudden people have no choice but to find alternative ways to reach out to their customers, their clients, you know, their consumers that work with them, that maybe have been used to working with them in traditional ways, but now need other methods to do so, to do business.
Exactly.
So,
So
digital first, when I say that to people, I think the first thing that comes to mind is, well, I've got to have a website and maybe I've got to sell stuff on a website. And that's not at all the case. I mean, maybe that's one of the tools that you use, depending on the type of business you operate.
Yeah.
But this is not about selling stuff online necessarily. It's really about, because that's just a tool. This is more than just tools and tactics. This is about a completely different business model that you align with what's happening out there in the marketplace. So we know what's happening is consumer behavior is changing, and it's been changing, and now it's changing very rapidly. And the first stop for everybody is someplace online, and usually it's a search engine like Google as a first stop. And so the question really becomes, if I search for you or your product or your service on Google, am I going to find you? Or am I going to find one of your competitors, which is going to be, you know, a challenge for you? And if so, how do you shift, right? How do you shift so that we're finding you and not your competitors? Or maybe we're just finding you because you're so far ahead of what your competitors are doing. So digital first is about embracing the right tools in the digital space for your business. So you're not digital sometimes, you're not digital only necessarily, but you're digital first in that you're communicating everything you do with the consumer in the online space. And you're prioritizing that because that is what inevitably is going to bring business to you. So it's more of a, we talk about push and pull in marketing. It's really a pull tactic. It's really a way to be out there and be present so you can be discovered and pull customers in.
Absolutely. And the online presence, you have to have that. Something I love that you said, just in terms of the digital first, business is not about just going to set up a website and just having products to be selling. You know, it is really when, you know, you talk about making your mark and having your digital footprint, is that you have to be available. And you do have to make yourself available in a way that when someone is searching for a particular product, or as you've talked in other segments also about searching for a brand through the search engines, what are they going to find? And so you have to be able to maximize and leverage your online presence in a very massive way that can have that drawing effect, you know. And so this is critical. One of the reasons why this is one of the most important topics, obviously, to be discussing is because when there has been this sort of lagging behind in terms of positioning in the digital space, and as you mentioned, that you can't just come and it just, you know, kind of starts for you just right then. It's not an overnight process. It is a progression. But because there is been this lagging of a lot of business owners who did not properly position themselves, they really did themselves a huge disservice, because imagine if they would have been out ahead of what has, you know, taken place with the global pandemic, how much more effective their business, you know, could have been. And some of the businesses who've actually gone under, if they actually would have had, you know, some digital real estate and put their stake in the ground and built some momentum, they could, you know, still be in business. But, you know, the good news about what you bring to the table is that even businesses that have gone under or have not established themselves effectively, this is where they need to be entertaining dialogues and discussions of this nature so that they can, you know, start to reposition themselves and make some shifts so they can up-level and transition into this digital world, you know, more effectively. What are your thoughts around that?
Well, I think you're exactly right. And I think people have to understand that this applies to all types of businesses.
Indeed.
In some conversations with service businesses, for example, if I run a hair salon or a restaurant, it's easy to think, well, I can't deliver those things over the internet, so this probably isn't the right model for me. But in fact, it is. It's the exact model that we all need to be following. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you're not mm-hmm. you're not going to necessarily deliver your service online, but even if you do run a hair salon, let's say somebody's looking up hairstyles online that they might want to mm-hmm. have. Well, if you've got a YouTube video and you're showing how that hairstyle is done, then we can find you, right? And we can see your expertise, and we can start to build some know, like, and trust in what you're doing in your hair salon. Mm-hmm, and maybe as mm-hmm. a consumer, I'm going to make that choice to visit you for the actual service. So this applies to everybody. It really is. Mm-hmm. It's not about the type of service and, you know, I can't do this online because it's not a product I can deliver or whatever. You can. You just have to be in front of your customers in the space. And we know the customers are there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that is so on point, is because that has been sort of the downfall, in a sense, to a lot of the businesses that are not thriving in this digital space. As of now, is because of thinking that, you know, under the conditioning that, well, the online space doesn't really serve for my business, especially if I'm in a brick and mortar or I do, you know, exactly what you're talking about. But there are so many other ways to leverage being a business owner and being an entrepreneur. And the online space is where you can absolutely dominate, because just as you mentioned, if you have a YouTube video, you have, you know, demonstrations that are taking place, but also the consideration that there is some aspect of your business that can be digitized for you to monetize. That is in absolutely every business, even if you are creating some type of DIY experience for your customers, and also creating some additional products for those consumers as well. So it is times like these that make entrepreneurs and business owners have to really dig deep and bring forth more expansion of innovation that they've never thought about. And this is what will cause them within this digital space to be able to start doing what you talk about, is to, you know, thrive versus survive. But it certainly has to be digital first on the mind, because, as you said, as of now, you really don't have a choice. So welcome to the new normal.
Well, it is the new normal. And you mentioned revenue, and I think people get caught up in the idea of, well, I've got to invest all this time and I've got to learn new skills if I'm going to be blogging or creating videos or whatever. Well, it is an investment. I don't think there's any question
for sure.
about that. But, mm-hmm. but really, it's not, you know, you get caught up in this with social media is a waste of time, all of this stuff. And I get that, because I'm in that mm-hmm. generation too. And until you actually see what the outcome can be, it's hard to wrap your head around.
Exactly.
Let's stick with the hair salon example.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, sure, I style and I cut hair, but what if, you know, what if mm-hmm. I created a book of images of hairstyles
That's
I've created,
right?
Well, now I've got a digital product I can sell.
Right.
I've got the book of hairstyles by Rob on
That's
Amazon.
That's it. Yes, by Rob. Exactly.
And maybe it's $6 or $7 or something. And, there's another revenue stream for me.
That's right.
And what if I've got so many YouTube videos about, you know, the different things I'm doing in my hair salon that mm-hmm. I've got my 4,000 viewing hours and 1,000 subscriber minimum, which is the minimum mm-hmm. to monetize on YouTube. Well, now you can turn on ads and you've got another revenue stream for you.
Exactly.
So really, it's about the opportunity for revenue is there. It's not about mm-hmm. investing all this time and losing it. It really is an investment that has a return.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, individuals actually, you know, in business have to start really embodying the mindset, too, is that there are some things that you actually can afford not to do. And already, if you weren't out ahead, you weren't, you know, in the know of that. So if anyone is still kind of having the mindset, I see social media or the digital space as a waste of time, it doesn't apply. Well, how are you doing in your business? And even if you're doing fairly well, but if you have not really embodied and adopted this digital first, then it is really only a matter of time that starts to continue to diminish. And the reason why I bring this up is because the more that individuals are coming online and new business owners, new businesses are starting up and others are leveling up, then even those who think that they're doing well now but just kind of playing it low in the digital space are going to find that they are going to be overtaken by some of the ones who are, you know, really leveling up. So it's just not a good idea to have that mindset to not think that the media isn't important, because, you know, we've had conversational trainings, you know, about this topic, is that, no, you actually have to be a media communications-based business. No matter what business you are in, you have to be a media communicationspreneur, because that is not just where things are going, it's where things are. And something that you said that was so on point is that you felt like for quite some time you were saying to others that the digital first business era was coming, that it was emerging, but it really was already upon, it was already existing. But the more awareness, you know, to that, it then brings it to a greater importance, so to speak. But it has actually been for quite some time, and now people are having to, you know, to sync up to it. You know, this, of course, you and I, we can go in and talk about these topics, like, for days.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, I know, right?
But it's important. It's important. So it's good that we're able to do that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I want to take this further, but what I would love to do is have you to actually talk about what you currently offer to support others in this area and any forthcoming endeavors or initiatives that are in the works. And the reason for that is because, you know, people can hear about what's continuing to emerge and evolve and get a concept and some understanding, and they've been made aware. But we never want to send anyone away without next steps to be able to give them, provide them with some support. So we'd love for you to share.
Sure. Well, I'm not going to make any big announcements yet, but there, I think one of the big problems here is, you know, people have a hard time, as I mentioned earlier, kind of wrapping their head around what to do, especially if they've been accustomed to more traditional types of business models. So how do I understand the tools that I need for my type of business? So there's a need for learning these things out there, and we're working on something now to be able to fulfill that need for learning those tools. And honored to have you on as part of that.
That's, oh, definitely.
That's in the works, and we'll have more. Stay tuned, as we say. We'll have
More news at 11.
Absolutely. So we know we need to solve that problem for business owners. In the meantime, though, you know, you can certainly visit my website at robertdepford.com for some different resources. Yeah. And we've got some books too, and we talked about diversifying with books. There's certainly one that you put together called the Brand Broadcasting Effect. That's the next level business communications factor for brand positioning and multimedia marketing success. That's yours, and I was honored to do the foreword for that.
It was an outstanding foreword. I appreciate it.
Well, and we did a trade-off, right? Because then you did the foreword for mine. And mine is the Business Broadcasting Advantage, how not to vanish in the digital first business era. And
that's right.
Those are both available on Amazon, and I think I've got links to both of those on
And they'll be linked within the description as well. Yes, absolutely, those are high level jumpstart tools, you know, for sure, for others to get started. I do want to say this, please, listeners, definitely visit robertdepford.com, because first of all, to even get to know Rob and his great magnificence, and be able to see how he's very much a disruptor, and he's a demonstrator and a dominator like myself, and that's why we collaborate, you know, so well. But you're not going to find anyone else of this caliber that's setting the tone for this new era and what's emerging. So you want to be synced up. And no, I'm not saying this because I'm biased. It happens to be a very deep knowing that those who have been ahead of the game are the ones who have been pioneering a new way, a new demonstration and expression of brand and business development. And so you want to make sure that you are synced up, you know, with the resources and with that particular brand. So I just had to plug that in, Rob.
Well, you continue to make me sound very good, and I appreciate
that. I continue to speak the truth. I do.
Well, I'm in incredible company, I have to say that.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. So, of course, we have other, you know, segments that you've been providing, and I'm certainly going to encourage the listeners to go back in our archives and be able to check some of those segments out. But before we get ready to wrap up, I would love for you to provide some final words of whether encouragement, empowerment, if you have a call to action, you know, that you want to share. Also, you're on LinkedIn, so definitely can invite others to follow you there. But yeah, if there's anything you want to wrap up with for this segment.
Sure. Well, I think I've talked about this before. This is a tough time, right? And we've talked about, in other places, we've talked about this idea of digital Darwinism, and,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to see this sort of survival of the fittest for the businesses that are able to adapt
mm-hmm.
to the time. And so some are just not going to make it. That's the unfortunate reality.
That is, right.
But I think that we have to look in the bigger picture. This is likely going to be one of the best, maybe the best opportunity of our generation.
Absolutely.
to grow our businesses and evolve in our businesses and
mm-hmm.
really have a lot of success. Because when you look historically, the last big change in the business world that I remember, or I don't really remember personally, but I was around to sort of see in recent history
mm-hmm.
was post-World War II.
Yeah.
And so the baby boomer generation after World War II, in that period in our society, there was an unprecedented time of economic prosperity.
Indeed.
And it's the reason that the boomer generation still, even though they're moving out of the workforce now,
mm-hmm.
that population
mm-hmm.
bubble is moving on, they still hold up most of the wealth in our society, right? Because
yes,
they
indeed.
Have these opportunities.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I think we're having a reset. I think we're going to see that happening now for us.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the big change for our generation, the big sort of disruptor, I guess. If
absolutely,
you will.
Yeah.
And for those of us who are able to adapt and advance with this,
mm-hmm.
I always say anticipate, adapt, advance, right?
Yes,
so for
right.
those of us who are able to do that, I think there is a tremendous opportunity ahead for us. So there is that really, I would encourage people to really think about this.
Mm-hmm.
And be prepared to, yes, take some risks, because without
mm-hmm.
risk, there is no reward.
That's right.
But I really do think that there are tremendous rewards in store for people who really strategize around what's happening right now with digital first. So,
I agree wholeheartedly, and you could not have wrapped this up better. Now, that was a gift for sure. That was stellar. Well, of course, it would be. We're talking again about the boss.
I hope it helps a lot of people. I really think.
Oh, it certainly will. Yes, it certainly will. And that's the thing, is that what I am, most grateful for, especially as it relates to you, is that during this time, again, going back to availability and making yourself available. Because there's so many business owners out there who actually aren't stepping up, even during this time to help make some great changes and shifts. So I commend you, and I'm just so thankful that you have come to the Wow Seat again, as always, bringing your wowness and bossness here. And it's greatly appreciated. So thank you, Rob, King Rob. I appreciate you.
Well, thank you. Always appreciate coming on and having these incredible conversations.
Indeed. Thank you. So, listeners, I just want to say thanks for tuning in to this segment of The Wow Seat. Of course, once again, Rob has certainly come and over-delivered. He is setting up continuously his greater expansion in this digital space, and he set you up today for this embodiment and adaptation to the new normal. And so everything that he has provided in this segment is a great jump start. It's what you need to know as it relates to being a digital first business, but not only just being a digital first business, also setting yourself up to thrive with continual success. So be sure to check out his website. And as I mentioned, information about him and publications and how to connect with him on LinkedIn will be in the show description. If you're not following us on Facebook, we would love to have you join us there under the Wow Seat Media. You can also learn more about me and my press site at www.wowshedoesitall.com. I am Allie Nicole, Wow She Does It All. And as always, go out and make it a wow day and stay blessed.